चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्ये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः भक्त्याभिहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयी त्वां शरणं प्रपन्न वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणा माय थाउजेंड एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय गुरुदेव नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुवाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी एंड ऑल्सो थाउजेंड एंड थाउजेंड ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम एंड टू द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज रिक्वेस्ट ऑल द डिवोटीज दोज हु हैव बीन इनिशिएटेड दे शुड बी वेरी स्ट्रांग वेदर दे आर in worldly life, family life, no harm. But they should be very strong in devotion and gradually they should develop their Krishna consciousness. Try to be a real Krishna consciousness member, not bogus. You'll have to know our devotional line, our conclusions, who is Krishna, why we should worship, be in the guidance of any high class of your association or devotee, very high class. Thus you will develop your Krishna. Don't think that I want to be called Vaishnava. This is not sufficient. You should try like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they have done it. And try to follow a high class of Vaishnava. Now, we are coming to our subject. Our subject is very high and very deep. When we should hear this subject? Reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda Sambhad. Then we should do pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to Raya Ramananda. And also we should do pranam to that dialogue. We should know that it seems that Raya Ramananda is teacher and Mahaprabhuji a student, and he is asking some question and he is answering. So Raya Ramananda is acting like a teacher and Mahaprabhu like a student asking some questions and answers. But the reality is quite opposite. But in first lok he has told Sancharya Rama Abhid Bhakta Meghe Svabhakti Siddhanta Chayamvratani Gaurabdhere Tat Amuna Vistirne Tat Gyatattam Ratna Alayan Prayati. The abode of all water is sea, endless water is there in sea. You know that all the rivers from everywhere in the world, they come and they meet in sea. She never goes up by the water of rivers and never reduced. Oh, he as he is. So his one-up name is Prashant Mahasagar. Prashanta. What is the meaning of Prashant? Always calm and quiet. Perhaps we are on the Pacific Ocean. No? That is Prashant Ocean. We don't know how the very sweet water of the sea through sun rays goes up and it is transferred into clouds. We see clouds, but we don't know how, from where these clouds are coming. But really they are coming from the ocean. How? Or sun rays touch them in vibration. And then no one knows and how they can. They went there in the sky and they took a form of so many clouds. And there, oh, touching any high mountain or very big forest, green forest, they began to be saturated gradually. Coming to again ocean, or here and there, but by the rivers, or they are again coming to sea, and also rain water comes to sea. If it is a special constellation named Swati Nakshatra, in especially in that time, if the water comes, if it touches banyan tree, then it becomes camphor. If it touches banana tree, banana, then it becomes if it comes on the head of any elephant, that of very beautiful, precious mukta. Mukta means jewel.
Elephant
form. Here. And if it comes on the hood of any serpent, what becomes?
Jewel.
If it comes in sea, in the mouths of Western cells, then what it becomes? Very precious pearls. And then, or she is named what? Ratnakara, the abode of all kinds of precious jewels. So, Mahaprabhu is endless ocean of rasa, all kinds of rasa. Why? Because he is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Endless ocean of rasa, shant dasa sakha vatsalya madhur hasya adbhut karuna raudra bhayanak vibhatsa, 12 rasas. So Krishna is the endless ocean, and Krishna has become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu is endless rasa ocean, and from this, by the devotees, what, any connection, he is vaporized, he is melting, his heart melts, and by this it becomes cloud like Ramananda, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, like Raghunath Das Goswami, others. They are clouds, but from where these clouds have come out from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we don't know how it came and became Raya Ramananda or anything. And then Mahaprabhu himself questioning them, and this ocean of rasa are coming from there. So actually Mahaprabhu is doing
all.
And Raya Ramananda has told that I am only Yantra,
instrument,
puppet. And you? Oh, you are speaking through me. So I am not speaking anything. Who is speaking?
You.
You are inspiring and I am telling. Otherwise I cannot. I don't know how it is coming. So I think that by your mercy all are coming. So first we should do pranam to Raya Ramananda, Mahaprabhu. And then go deep. And then you can have a pearl from where? The sea. Or so many pearls. Siddhanta Chayani means so many Siddhanta. Established truth. And your bhakti will tell up. If you are not realizing all these things, oh, it will not do. We should try to know all these things. From where? From high class of people. Ja Bhagavata Pada. Don't read Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita yourself or by any bogus guru or by any bogus devotee. They will cheat you. They are cheated and that they will cheat you. So high class of Vaishnava. You should go and read. Never read yourself. Offering yourself in his lotus feet and you should try. First hearing, Shravanam, then Kirtanam. If you are not hearing yourself and you are not following, you are not qualified to read Srimad Bhagavata. Kehu more, kehu tore. By reading Bhagavatam, all so many has been despoiled their lives. And those who are reading in this process, all day, they are happy and they are developing their Krishna. Now, we have explained this log, Krishna bhakti rasabhavita matin kriyatam kutopi labdhati tatra laullam apamullam ekalam janma koti sukritir na labdhate. If you are serving any high class of devotee, realized devotee, and whose heart is saturated by all kinds of love and affection and rush of Krishna everywhere, then try to give your head, yourself in his lotus feet. A lull will come, a greed may come. And this is rare, that greed. If you are endeavoring Vaidhi Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaran, thousands of your life, but that greed is very rare. It may come or not. It is more possibility that it will not come. In what process we are going, it is rare. In lakhs and lakhs births even. But if you are in the association of a Vaishnava, tannam rupa charitadi, sukartananu kramena rasana manasi niyojya, tishthan braje tadanuragi jananugami kalam nayed akhilami ityupadesha sar. Rupa Goswami is telling, always be in Vrindavan. Always be. On the bank of Yamuna, very beautiful forest, where peacocks always dancing, where cuckoos are, oh Krishna, where you are, where you are. All kinds of flowers there, so many kadamba trees, tamal trees there. And where, who are there? Oh, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Mother Jashoda, all are there. If not there, then Rup Manjari, Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, and Srinivas and all, and Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, and one of the Sadak Goswami, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kamal Manjari, and all are there. In their guidance, you should chant and remember. How chant? What chant? Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madana. Mero Radha Raman Giridhari, Jai Radha Raman Giridhari, Radha Raman Giridhari, Jai Radha Shama Vanavari. So in this way, sometimes, Agadamani Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno Kamalnayan Gopi Chandra Vrindavan, Pranata Karnu Krishna Vitte Neka Sarupe Taima Murucha. Oh, Agataman, Yashodananda, Nandanandan, Radhe Rash Bihari, Radharaman, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, all these names. And when you were chanting Radha Damodar, then what thinking? Oh, Yashoda Mother has tightened Krishna and is controlled. Moreover, what? He is not Radha Damodar, he is Yashoda Damodar. But Radha Damodar is something more. Oh, Krishna used to descend from Ras Lila. And all the Gopi Lalita Vishakha, they were collected there. They are assembled there. And they very tightly, what they do? Bind the bell of Radhika with the pitambar of Krishna, very tight. That you cannot never go. So he is Radha Damodar. So these names, oh, remembering these names. Radha Rashvihari, what you will remember? Oh, Bansi Bhatt, Vrindaranya, Drumada, Kalpa Drumada, Srimad Ratnagara Singhas, Sri Sri Radha Srila Govinda Devu. So you should chant by your tongue. But where your mind will be, not in your house and here and there, what it will do? It will remember always all the past times. Like Rupa Goswami, like Raghunath Das. We think that they are here, but they are not there. So always like this. In the guidance of high class of Vaishnava, Rashik. And then your all things will be in this process. So if a person like this, a Vaishnava, saturated everywhere Krishna rasa, detached from worldly things, attached so much to Krishna and Radha, then you should offer your everything in the lotus feet of that kind of Vaishnava. Then you will be success. And you will come at once in the grade of Raganuga. This is only qualification. You are unqualified. You are wretched. You are not qualified. But anyhow, if this greed comes, oh, this is the quality to enter in Raganuga. No other consideration are there. Where I am qualified or not, I am chanting 16 times or round or not, not anything. If, Shyam Rani was telling, I told before, a very crooked person, ugly, black, teeth like putana, very cruel speaking. All bad quality. He is so poor. Dirty. But he saw anywhere, Diana, Lady Diana. And he what did? In heart he, I want to marry her. And she should be my wife. It is absurd. But even he can think like so. Greed is such a thing. Like dogs, sometimes they stand on the sweet shopkeepers, some. And someone are taking, and they are testing, or they are looking like this. And rush is coming. They have no price, nothing. And they are also had greed, always looking by, not lips are coming, standing. And if anyone takes and that leaf, and he throws out, or at once they jump and begin to eat. So this is greed. If greed comes, at once he comes where? Shraddha, nishtha, or at once to ruchi, he jumps. No need of there to gain first nishtha, bhajan pranali and anything. He jumps. So he is telling that anyhow, if you are in the association of such a rasik Vaishnava, at once here. And I know that if anyone is purely explaining Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat 10th canto, the books of our Goswami, that kinds of greed, 100% may come. That is why he has told Krishna Das Kaviraj, Shuyatam, Nityam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now, Prabhu kahe iho hai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, and he became happy and he told that, yes, it may be. Oh, go on, proceed. Raya kahe dasya prem sarva sadhya sar. Then he told. Now he is coming in a special kind of rasa, that is called dasya rasa or dasya rasa. Oh, Dasharati is not so lower, insignificant. First, liberation comes. He becomes detached to this world. And then, prem comes. And then he becomes a das of Krishna. So, he is telling, Jannam Sutri Matrena Puman Bhavati Nirmala Tasatith Pada Kimba Dasanam Avashishyate. If you are remembering the names of devotees, Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Sanatan Goswami, you are remembering, then surely you will be, your heart will be purified. Surely. That is why he is telling, Tasya Tirtha Pada Dasaname Kim Avashishyate. So there is nothing left if you are chanting, remembering that class of devotees. Then Krishna will be yours. You know, one of the Das of Krishna, in Vrindavan there is no pure Dasya. Dasya means?
Servant.
In Vrindavan, not pure Dasya. Where it is? It may be in Ayodhya and Vaikuntha. Hanuman is pure Das. Always serving Ram. How he serves? When he returned from Lanka, killing demons, a big ceremony was there. And Sri Ramachandra and Sita were distributed so many presentations to them. Ram looked after Sita and told that you should give anything. I have nothing to give to Hanuman. Sita took his necklace that Maharaj Janak has in it. Oh, so precious, unparalleled. And he gave it to Hanuman. Hanuman took it, but he took off. And he took one pearl, and he broke by his teeth. And seeing something and throwing out. So almost all he did and he threw out. Ramchandra was laughing and all. Why you did so? All will tell that you are monkey, you don't know the value of these things. Why you did so? Then he told, I was breaking all these pearls to see where it is written in them Ram, Ram, Ram or not. And when I saw that Ram is not there, no need of taking anything. Then anyone told, Lakshman told or anyone, that in your heart Ram is there written, oh you can see. And at once he opened his heart in two parts. And everywhere Ram, 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 Ram. Everywhere. And sound was coming, what? Ram, Ram, Ram. Then all were astonished to see. And how he was serving Ram? Once Sita was in bathroom, decorating herself, taking sendur here and decorating herself. In the meantime, Hanuman went there. Oh, mother, what are you doing? Oh, Sri Ramchandra is waiting for you in council. Oh. But he saw that she is busy in taking with a darpan. Darpan, you know?
Mirror. Glass,
mirror and doing. As a mother, he asked, mother, what are you doing? Why this reddish? Then mother told, oh, I'm taking like a suhaag. What is suhaag? Like fortune. That my husband will never die. Never die. I will not never be a widow. So I'm taking. And he will always have. Oh, Hanuman was satisfied. And Sita came out of bathroom and went to Ram. In the meantime, very quickly he entered that bathroom and he took all the sindur, all so much, and he made it paint, like paint with oil, and he put hair everywhere in top to bottom. And he came in the council. All were laughing, what Hanuman is doing? Now he has become totally reddish. And all were clapping. Ramachandra, laughing and joking, he asks Hanuman, why you have done so? Oh, Prabhu, if Sita is only doing here very small or very thin line of reddish this, for you, that you will be of long life. So I am taking in my whole body that you should be always long life. Tushar. Once, Bharat, Shatrughna, Lakshman and Sita, they were very worried that we have no chance to serve Ramchandra day and night. Hanuman comes and serves him, always and always. So we should make a click that, oh, we should take all the services and he should have no service. So they divided day and night, hold 24 hours, that they will serve. And Hanuman will have not a single moment to serve. And they began to serve. Hanuman became very worried. And he was weeping. He came to them and told that, oh, now you are serving Ramchandra day and night. And without serving, I cannot survive myself. I will die. So let me do something service. Oh, you have served so much. Now you should go and sleep. We have nothing to give you. He told that, oh, one thing I propose, you should be agree. That at any time, Ram have may take yawn. Yoni, you know? Like this. So, I may do like this. Why? Yes. Oh, be careful. And take the name of Krishna or Ram. So, this service should be given. They told that he never yawns. Oh, anyhow, he may do it in night or day, we don't know. So when he will do, I should do it. Achha, they allowed that service you can do. And then he came on the door of Ramchandra, palace of Ramchandra. And out of, they never allowed to go there. So he was outside. Waiting outside and doing both hands. And Ram was taking yawning always. Day and night, their all service were stopped. Oh, nothing to take because he always joining. Always, day and night, no rest, nothing. Then they become unhappy and then they went to Hanuman. Oh, Hanuman, oh, now we will divide your service. Oh, don't do, otherwise he will die and we will all die. So don't do those. Thus, Hanuman always, keeping Ram, Lakshman and Sita here. Always, day and night he is serving. When Ramchandra, Lakshman, Sita in Lanka, taking rest, he began his tell like a castle. And so many services he used to do. So a das should be like Hanuman. Quite surrendered. Not seeing that, oh, I'm unhappy or anything, suffering. Itham sata, that Mahaprabhu kahe iho hai, aage kuh aar. Raya kahe sakya prem sarva sadhya. Prabhu told that iho hai. Oh, it may be this. But you should go on. Then he told, sakya prem sarva sadhya sar. Mahaprabhu told, oh, iho uttam. Now he is telling iho uttam. But even you should go on. Why? In Srimad Bhagavatam, from Srimad Bhagavatam, he is giving some example. Itham sata brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gatanam paradaivatena mayasitanam nardarakena saddham vijyahu kutupati. What is the meaning?
Those who are engaged in self-realization, appreciating the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, and those engaged in devotional service, accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Master, as well as those who are under the clutches of Maya, thinking the Lord an ordinary person, all of them cannot understand that certain exalted personalities, after accumulating volumes of pious activities, are now playing with the Lord in friendship as cowherd boys.
So who are they, cowherd boys? Dam, Sri Dam, Su Dam, Vasadam, Sto Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun, Shubal, Madhumangal, Kokil, bring so many. And their life and soul is Krishna Himself. How they are serving? By quarreling. By taking their mouth's remnants. Taking remnants from their mouths, very sweet thing. Oh, then I will not take. And taking from mouth and giving in the mouth of
by
Krishna.
Force.
By force. If Krishna is sleeping, oh, share, you know. Oh, this is like a abuse. Like brother-in-law, like this. And if Krishna is sleeping, and they jump on the bed of Krishna. And you are sleeping here. All cows are waiting for you and you are sleeping here. and they take some water, not mud or
dust,
and they give here and they rub it like this. So their friendship is so much. You know Hanuman? He cannot serve Ramchandra like so. He cannot give him remnants. He cannot sit on the
same bed.
Hanuman cannot embrace Ramchandra. So he will do services from far away. Sometimes quarreling with Sridham. Sridham told that, I am not less than you. You think that I am so much rich person, wealthy person. Oh, your father has only 9 lakhs of cows and my father 11 lakhs cows. I am more superior than you. Also, I am more stronger than you. In wrestling, I can defeat you. Oh, Krishna told that, I said, come on. They began to wrestle. And at last, Sridhama took Krishna, defeated Krishna. And Krishna was like this. All boys were clapping. Krishna was also smiling. And Sridhama asked, why you are smiling? To Krishna. Krishna told her, I have defeated you. Oh, you are wrong. I have defeated you. This is... Those whose back is on the ground, or they are defeated, so you are defeated. He told, no. Those whose nose is up, he has defeated to others. Whose nose is down. So your nose is down and my nose. So I have defeated. So this is friendliness. So it is more superior than Hanuman. Here, there are so many das, but what? Mixture of vatsalya, mixture of friendship. So not like that Vaikuntha and Ajitha. There are more superior. So he told that it is so high, but yet I want to hear something more. And then he told, Mahaprabhu was not satisfied. Then he told, Raya kahe vatsalya prem sarva sadhasa. Nandah kima karot brahman seyayo mahodayam. Yasoda mahabhaga papau jasyastanam hai. What meaning?
Brahmananda Roy continued, O Brahman, what pious activities did Nanda Maharaj perform by which he received the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna as his son? And what pious activities did Mother Yashoda perform that made the Absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna call her mother and suck milk from her breast?
So, he's giving an example. Nemang Briancho no Bhavo, Napsiyanga Sansaya, Prasadam Levhire Gopi, Jajat Prabhu Vimuktita. Again.
Statement Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. The favor Mother Yashoda obtained from Sri Krishna, who is the bestower of liberation, was never obtained even by Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, nor even by Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, who always remains on the chest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu.
You know that Damodar Leela, how Mother Yashoda controlled Krishna, banded in Udukhal, grinder. Krishna was weeping. Mother, don't bind me. Don't bind. And he brought so many ropes from other houses and from her own house. But only 2 fingers was lace. All time. Not 3, not 4, not so much, not 1. Only 2. She was astonished. But he has a vow that I must bind Krishna because he is my son. Oh, I am starving weather, whole day, night, in lakhs, but I must bind him. And at last she was so much tired. And then Krishna was himself, his heart was melted, and he was bound only by one rope of his hair. Only one. Krishna was weeping. Mother, don't bite me. Don't beat me. Actually, he was posing like this, like a drama play, or he was actually weeping. Actually weeping. Oh, he was actually. His godliness, his all powers, opulence, and all kinds of aspects was vanished. He was like an ordinary, like at that time, or like a Yashodasan Valli. And what with two fingers? Anyone cannot control Krishna by his sadhana. Anyone. His sadhana must be there. And the mercy of Krishna, the mercy of Krishna is one finger, and his sadhana, one finger. If you are doing so much endeavoring for Krishna bhakti, then Krishna's heart may melt, and then he might may be controlled, otherwise no. If you are waiting for mercy, that oh, Krishna will have mercy, he will sprinkle his mercy, and we should wait, oh, this will not do. Both should be there at a time, like Rupa Sanatan and all others, what they have shown. So here, how Yashoda mother received the mercy of Krishna, prasadam, for Brahma, for Shankar, even from Lakshmi, even Baladev Prabhu, they could not have. So, you know that how Yashoda was loving. Once Krishna was playing on Brahmand Ghat with so many cowherd boys, and all were clapping and laughing and joking. They were telling that Nanda Maharaj is of golden collar. Yashoda Ma, very beautiful golden collar. From where you came so black? So we think that you are not son of, you are son of any person, and he could not support, and that is why he took you and kept it in the hole of any tree, and there we were, you were crying, and Nanda Baba came and mercifully he took it and gave in Yashoda. Actually you are not son of Nanda. Oh, now he was worried, and he began to weep and went to Yashoda mother, and in his courtyard he was what doing? Rolling on the ground, and so much weeping. Yashoda asked him and wanted to take in his lap, but today he was not coming. And he was like slipping from his, slipping down. Yashoda told that, oh my son, why you are doing so? Why you are? Tell me something. Then he told, weeping, that I am not your son. I am not son of my father. So I had taken in birth from anyone else, and they have kept in a tree. And they are telling and they are clapping me. Yashoda Mai. Yes. What Baldev tells? Oh, even he is also doing like so. Then he told that I will punish them. You are my son. Don't weep. Firstly he took in his lap and began to kiss and to tell that, oh, I am taking the bow of my Narayan Prabhu, Shalagram Shila, I am touching that you are my son. Oh, see, I am also like you, so you are my son. And then he was pacified. So these pastimes. Krishna here forgets that I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. Love is such a thing. So in Braja, a mother like Yashoda, having a mother like Yashoda, he forgets everything. So this is more higher than Sakha. And then, once, you know, Yashoda was chastising Krishna, his son. What chastised? Oh, you have taken, you are stealing butter in my house. And he repeated 2-3 times. And Krishna was very, he was weeping and telling, Maya, main nahi makhan khayo. Main nahi makhan khayo. Horu bhayo gauvan ke piche. Madhuban mohi pathayo. Oh, mother, in very morning you sent me to Bandhuban to cow grazing. And now in the evening I am coming here. And when I took, oh, it seems that I am not your own son. That is why you are telling. So I am going from here. And then he told them, Yashoda Maiya began to weep. No. I have told wrong. You have not taken. Then Krishna, what take it? Telling. Maiya, main nahi makhan khayo. Main nahi, I have taken. Yashoda mother, weeping and telling, no. Don't do that. For this. Very sweet pastimes. Sakha cannot relish these kinds of. Then he told that yo sarvottam. Sarvottam means
very good.
Very, very good. And then you should go on. Then he told. Prabhu kahi hi uttam aage kohara, raya kahe kant bhav prem satya. He told that, oh, Kant Prem Shingarash is above all. What is? No marriage, nothing. Only beloved mood, like gopis. It is superior than even Vatsalya. If Srimati Yashoda is taking Krishna in her lap and in the night sleeping and telling Krishna, oh, should sleep, Krishna may sleep that. And after Yashoda Maiya will go to his own abode, and then Krishna quickly run away from there. Where? Oh, in Sanket one or anywhere to meet with them. Anyone cannot control, like gopis can control. So it is most superior than. It is very high thing. Very, very high. He is telling all these things, not in a line. All what he has told Raya Ramananda, all are separate sadhya and sadhana. Not
one stage, different stages.
And all are so high. Those who are dasya, those who are sakha, father, mother, or any father or mother of praja, they think that Krishna is my son. All. And Kanta, all the gopis, they think that we are superior. All. Each. But when a sadhak, a rashi, becomes in marginal line,
neutral,
he may be in any rush, it may be. But when he becomes neutral, then he can tell that who is superior, who is
inferior.
Not inferior, superior, but there should be some grade. But all are okay. All are okay. You cannot tell that this is superior and this is special. But weep anyone like Newton, oh, then he can think. Oh, Kant Bhav, the mood of the gopis, are more superior than mother, than friends, than anyone. So this is the highest. Kant Prem. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, oh, this is certainly sadhya and sadhana. What is sadhya? The love and affection of gopis. That is, it is not in the heart of even Vatsalya, Dasya and Sakha. Certainly this is sadhya. And our sadhana should be like that. But I want to hear something more. Raya Raman told, I have not seen anyone in this whole universe that he can ask this question. You are a special person. Then he began to tell, among the all gopis, Srimati Radhika is supreme. His love and affection to Krishna is so high that even Krishna has not that thing. That is called Mahabhav Adirud Madan. very high. And that is why Krishna wanted to still that mood, and he stole away and he became like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The intrinsic move of Radhika and his beauty, he took and he became like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To realize how I am sweet, how I am beautiful, what are my madhurya qualities, like Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Guna Madhuri, Leela Madhuri. And how they relish it. And then he became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is highest. Then he asks, I want to know that what is Krishna, who is Krishna, who is Radha, what is Rash, Tattva, and then what is Prem Tattva. Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Prem Tattva, Rash. And then he told everything. And he is divine. More than Srimad Bhagavatam. What has not opened in Srimad Bhagavatam? Krishna Das Goswami, by the help of Raghunath Das Goswami, Sar Namodaraya, he has disclosed all things. So you are fortunate to hear all these things. Why it has been told? That we have some special kind of mood in our heart, a special kind of shape, some special kinds of relation with Krishna, but it is in latent position. By hearing them, you must have agreed towards same thing as you have here. And then following Raganuga Marga, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully gave, you can attain this high class of love. So we have not come to be in a class for several years. Forever, don't touch Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Any Vaishnava can enter like this. We should not hear Gopi and Krishna. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He has heard, and why he Chaitanya Charitamrita was made? Anyone Srimad Bhagavatita has not told that you should not read Dashama Skandha. You should read with honor. If you are honor, you are qualified to read all these things. If you have no honor, or you should not. So thus, I want that you should develop your Krishna prem. Swamiji came only to give these things, but there were at that time so many jungles of what? Lust, Mayavad, and so on. So he began to cut. But he has kept everything in his books. If he will open the book and go deep, he will see that everything is here. So you should try to develop. I have come only to remind you, to inspire you, that he wanted to give all these things. So as you are qualified, we must follow first by the bhakti. And then if anyhow this rare greed comes, oh, then automatically you will follow. If whole world will tell that, oh, you should not, but he will never care for it. Gaur Premanande. So many thanks to you to come and help me. Oh, so many devotees, very senior and sincere devotees have come from so many countries. So many countries, from Australia, from here, Bajor,
Holland,
from Holland, here and there.
England, France.
So,
Brazil.
So, and I'm happy that all kinds of men managed by the devotees from here, they are managing everything. And nothing,
no problem.
I want that we should not be problem. One thing I want to tell you, that I, at the time of Swamiji, by the help of books, distribution of books, he pressed very soon his mission to whole world. At that time I know, Shyam Rani, Vrindavan Vilasini, Panchali, Halladini Shakti, or all, Krishna Bhajan, and all I see, all. Dhrishtadyumna, he was Dhrishtadyumna. All, I know, all were brahmacharis at that time. Some taken saffron cloth. I know him. He was saffron cloth. So many sannyasis even. And they used to preach. Not only thousands of books, lakhs of books, he are there. And by this, everywhere his mission was reached. So I also want, please help me in this, my mission. That at least one devotee may take 5 sets or 10 sets. In the whole year, it is not so much big toss. And by this, you will serve Krishna. Like he told me, I want that in morning, tomorrow morning here, after class, and you should sit together here, prominent person, and try to discover a way to manage that these books should be. With Swamiji's books, we should not try to neglect his books. Our books are supporting to his mission. So you should do also. Gaur Brahma. Oh, Tai Indraya. Radhika.